like enough with the excuses. If you want change, if you want something in your life, then how do we make it so routine for you that it's no longer an option?
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. A few weeks back, I went on an Instagram live with my coach, Christina, at Be Christina, and she talked all things Ask Me Anything. And so we went all sorts of directions, a little bit personal, actually a lot personal, and some business. So if you want to tune in here today, I have put it into a podcast for you to listen to. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy and get to know a little bit more about me.
So let's talk about like how and why. Obviously, we've got a ton of fun questions. Brittany and I are on no timeline. I love hanging out with her. Hopefully, she loves hanging out with me. So grab a drink, folks. Stay tuned. But
Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives.
Hello! Hi, I'm so excited for this, you guys. It is going to be so much fun. I've never done this before as a Instagram live. We have always done this as a podcast where I interview my amazing client, and we are now going to bring on Brittany, and Brittany and I are going to do like a live Q&A. I'm so excited. I cannot even tell you. I'm like obsessed with this client. Like I'm obsessed with everyone, but I'm really obsessed with this one. And today we're just going to get to know each other even more.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I'm so nervous, but
you should not be nervous. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
I was telling everyone beforehand, this is like a live podcast interview. I've done this on a podcast before, but I've never done it on Instagram live. And Brittany and I were just chatting and just adore her so, so much. We've worked together for a few months now and we were talking about-
I was adding it up. It's been 9 months.
What? Oh my God, 9 months.
It's almost a baby.
So it's been 9 months that we worked together, and when she and I were kind of like going back and forth on Voxer, I was like, she was like, why don't we do an interview? I was like, oh my God, you guys, I literally wrote all of these questions via like Siri in the car because I was oh, I'm so fucking into this. This is going to be so fun.
Oh my God.
So
okay.
You're right. I want to start with this story, and Brittany does not know that I'm going to start with this story. So Brittany reached out to me, Cole reached out to me. We do a clarity call together, and she was telling me that we could only do a certain amount of time in the beginning. I normally do 6 month contracts, but she's going away on this trip. I was like, yeah, girl, we could do like 4 months. It's totally fine. So obviously I start following her because beforehand she's been following me. You guys, it's the most awkward thing. And I know Brittany goes into this too, because people like sign up with her to work with her as an accountability coach. And then all of a sudden she's like, I didn't even know these people were following me. So Brittany's been following me a long time. She knows me, but I don't know her. So I like start following her and I'm like, who is this person? She's cool as shit. I'm so lucky to work with her. She is like going on this trip somewhere and I literally look at her shoes and I was like, oh my God, you have the coolest shoes ever. And you're telling, you're like, you showed like the airport lounge or the rug at the airport and you were going somewhere. And I was like, oh my God, I love your shoes. And they were Louis Vuitton shoes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to work with someone who knows how to dress.
I have a sneaker problem.
You know, that's what you said. You're like, they're Louis Vuitton sneakers. I was like, oh my God, she and my husband are going to get along so well. That was when I knew I loved you. I was like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Thank you. Well, thanks for doing this. This is fun.
Oh my God, this is going to be so fun. So you guys, we are going to do all the questions. We're going to do some fun, some serious. You're going to get to know Brittany. It's just going to be like just the greatest day ever. But let's start with like some super, super fun questions.
Okay.
Number one, what is your love language? Do you know?
Oh, more so acts of service.
A mom. That is a typical mom answer.
Yeah, I'm like, take out the garbage without me having to do it, you know, that kind of stuff for sure.
Oh my gosh,
How
that's so
can you
funny.
help
So
me?
if Ryan comes home and he immediately takes out the trash, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm all over it.
I'm going to be like, where's my husband? What did you do with him?
Oh, that's so good. I love it. So what is your Enneagram?
Oh,
I think
good
I know this.
question. I do know this, but it's been a while since I've looked. Is the right, like, is it seven? Is that,
yep.
I think I'm like 7 and 3 or something. I think we're similar.
Yeah. Well, I'm a 3, but seven. So your wings of your Enneagram, in case you guys didn't know this, Tracy O'Malley is a wonderful follow for the Enneagram. But so if you're a 3, your wings are 2 and 1. If you're a 7, your wings are 6 and 8.
No, I might be a 3 then. I did it with Rachel and I have to actually
yeah.
look back on my notes because that was an interesting podcast I did with her, which was a lot of fun, but,
she's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was crazy how, once you do that kind of thing, how in alignment you are with that. It's insane.
It's so telling, you guys, if you've never done your Enneagram, go do it. My husband is a 1 and he is the onest of the 1. It's ridiculous. Oh my God. Like every single time I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even handle his Enneagram oneness. Do you know what Ryan is by chance?
No, I don't. I'm going to put him onto that. I think he needs to learn that too.
Oh my gosh.
That probably goes hand in hand with love language, right?
I think so. And your personality trait. Do you know your human design?
Oh, no, same thing.
Similar.
I think actually human design was more what I did with Rachel.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Two
yeah,
numbers,
yeah.
You're higher and you're lower.
Yeah, human design.
Yeah.
So I'm a generator. I'll send you, once this is over, I'll send you all of my notes on my human design. And like when so one of my former clients, she gave it to me for Christmas one year, like my breakdown of my human design. And I read it on the plane and I was like, oh my God, this is so me to an absolute fucking T. It really, really helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So you and Ryan's your husband.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together and tell me how you met?
We've been together for 24 years. We've been married for just over 18 and we met through a then mutual friend, that I had met just like prior to meeting Ryan. So, and actually, ironically, this friend isn't even in either of our lives anymore, but, but it was meant to be. He came in for a reason.
Must have been for a reason. And now where did you guys get engaged and where did you get married?
We got engaged in Paris. And we got married in my grandparents' backyard. And then we golf carted up to the clubhouse for a reception.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was good memories, but we were so young too, right? So I feel like when you do things younger, it's not necessarily always for yourself when it comes to wedding and things like that. So I definitely think it would look a lot different now. And we did do a 10-year reunion, which was a lot of fun, like vow renewal and stuff like that. But just more low key and just like with all of our friends. So
is that what your wedding would be now? That's a great question. It wasn't on my list. What would your wedding be today if you had to redo it?
I think just like close family and friends, like on a beach, just having like a party all together on vacation somewhere.
So good.
Yeah.
You live in the mountains. Are you a more of a mountain or a beach girl?
Oh, kind of 50-50, I'm going to say. Like my happy place is Maui. I love the water, love that vibe and everything. But yeah, we live like, well, we have the ocean at one door and the back door is the mountain. So we kind of get it both in Vancouver, which we're very lucky for.
So lucky. So for those, I mean, Britt just said she lives in Vancouver, Canada. Do you know what is the weirdest thing about that? I have never, until this moment, thought about Vancouver being a beach place because I just don't think of it being warm.
It does. Well, like our warm is not warm, tropical warm, but we get like hot summer days for sure. And then you go inland and it's super hot, but then we get the mountains, which like I love trail running and I'm not a huge ski fan, but like all our family is, and we have a place in Whistler. And so, like I love all seasons. I think that's what I love about Vancouver, minus all the rain. You put up with it because there's so much beauty in the other parts of it.
Yeah. So Brittany just kind of mentioned it. She is a like fitness woo-woo guru. Like tell us all of the fitness things. And first of all, How did you get into all of the things that you do? I guess you can tell us like all the things that you do. I don't want to screw it up. Like Brittany's like, I called one of my best friends, Leah, who's been on the podcast before. I was like, she's a 10-time Olympian. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. So she's not really an Olympian, but she's won like the Little Rock Marathon 10 times. So I was like, Olympics, Little Rock Marathon, same shit. So Brittany, tell us all that you do.
Oh my gosh. I like to move my body. I think like from a young age, I've always been.
Okay, y'all. It totally sucks when the freaking internet screws you, but we're going to try this one more time. So if you missed the beginning of this, I was just asking my amazing client, Brittany, we're just chatting together and we were trying to, you know, do all the things and then we got cut off. So I fucking hate social media for this regard, but this is going to be even better. So I'm glad that you guys are here. I am doing a live podcast with my amazing client, Brittany.
Let's do it. Oh my God. That was so weird. It's like live ended and then I couldn't even find you. I'm like, hello.
But you still have it recorded for the audio on Zoom. Yeah. So you can put that out. It's like we've never even fucking done it. And we're going to post this. It's going to be amazing. Everything totally works out.
Yes, exactly. Totally.
Let's keep trying. Signal still may not be awesome, but let's keep trying. We are trying.
Let's go. Zatio coffee. Yes. Thank you.
John, he knows what's up. Okay. So, you guys, we were about to talk about Brittany's illustrious career of being like, you know, athlete extraordinaire. I was about to call her an Olympian, but that's kind of a lie.
Yeah, that's a big lie.
You're like an Olympian. But yeah, so tell us kind of like all the things that you do and how you got into the fitness world that you're in.
Yeah, like I think I was always active as like through youth, definitely had parents that were active. My dad was a swimmer like through college. And so my mom was like hiker, runner with her girlfriends and stuff. So always moved and then did high school sports and all the things. And then definitely hit the I'd say going into my grad year of just like not wanting to move much. New boyfriend, which was Ryan. And, you know, just like started to be way more lazy. And actually that summer, ironically, my dad actually paid my siblings and I to work out with him for motivation. He's like, you're coming to do this with me today. You each get $20. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, can you imagine like, you know, the 16-year-old self being like, ugh, but it worked. But random fact on that, we were actually on the Gross Grind, which is like a big mountain here that you climb up gondola down. And the three of us were hiking up. My dad was at the top. My brother was quickly behind him. And then I was next. And I get to the top and my dad's not there, but my brother is. And I'm like, what? And so this stranger came over and said, you're supposed to go and wait for your sister and then go and get your brother, get down the mountain and drive your car home. And I'm like, what is going on? And my dad ended up having a heart attack on on the Gross Grind. And so he ended up totally having like, what do they call it? Like the Widowmaker, like died in the ambulance, like everything. And I think that this was like, it definitely, in my 16-year-old self time, I was way too selfish to actually acknowledge what had happened. But now in like, you know, my adulthood, having kids and everything too, he was living a life that just was not for him. He was super unpassionate about his work. He was working for someone that didn't appreciate him. He was still active. He was doing these things, but also I think just, you know, not healthy diets, things like that. So thankfully, he's still with us here today, but I learned a lot from that experience. And then going forward, definitely started to move my body for myself and for my sanity. And so hence my mom sweat sanity, like my sweat is part of my sanity. I do it for me and nobody else, but you know, I find enjoyment in it. And so then after my kids were born, every time I was pregnant, I'm like, okay, I need to get back in shape. So I would set goals for myself. So after our son, I was like, I'm going to run the New York City Marathon. And actually, ironically, I ran that with my dad. He paid for whoever out of my siblings wanted to do the run. He'd take us on a trip to New York. And so my brother and I ran it with my dad, which was kind of a full circle moment. And then after my two daughters, I set goals of learning how to swim, bike, and run and do a half Ironman. And so, and then I've been hooked on the half Ironman distance ever since. I've done one full, which was a really incredible accomplishment, but I wouldn't say it's for me. If I could qualify and do, say, Kona, I would definitely do that one day. But I love the half Ironman distance, especially in my life right now with our kids. It's doable and still being fully catered, you know, to my children and to my passion and my coaching. So that's where I'm living in the athletic world these days.
I love that so much. Tell us, I remember when, so this video kind of got cut off when Brittany and I first started. I asked Brittany all these fun kind of questions when we first started working together like 9 months ago. But I remember listening to a podcast that you were on where you talked about what you did. Was it how many weeks after your daughter was born?
I think I did the New York City Marathon like 6 months after our son was born. And then I did my first half Ironman like 9 months after my daughter was born. So, I mean, first of all, I was a lot younger, but, and I had, thankfully, like my pregnancies were fairly easy. I was able to get back to things fairly quickly. So I'm very, like, I felt very fortunate on that side of things. And by no circumstance do I suggest everyone try and go do that. But if your body is, you know, committed and consistent and passionate and able to do those things, it's a body and mind that needs to be able to commit to doing something like that. And so, I was able to, and I've not really stopped ever since. I love to trail run also, and I hate swimming. I can swim. And so that's the irony in doing triathlon, is that that's the first part. But I get through the swim so that I can really enjoy my bike and my run.
You know, one thing about you that I absolutely love and why I think it makes you such an amazing coach is the fact that you look at like your whole life. And I think that in women in particular, I think that a lot of moms, you know, I'm the first person to say, obviously I'm not a mom, but I do think that one of the cool things about you is you are a fantastic mom. You really deeply care about your children, about your marriage. You really have had to prioritize those things over the last couple of years. But the one thing about you is you are flying that flag for other women to say you can, and not only can you take care of yourself, it's a responsibility to take care of yourself. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I think that that's like a huge part of the reason why you do what you do now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think like I've always been driven to do something, and something I don't want to say like more than motherhood and more than parenting, but more like something that's for myself at the same time. And so I've always done different things, and always within a coaching realm, I'm going to say, like, was like a fitness trainer for a while and did my nutrition certification and coached that. And so it's always been helping people and supporting people and just, and higher learning for myself. And so I really want women to know that there is always more for you if it's calling you, and don't be like stifled by just because you're a mom or you have kids and that's your priority. Absolutely, that's your priority, but your first priority should always be yourself. Because you're not going to be able to show up for anyone else if you're not well and able in self. And so like my kids see me every day, my non-negotiables are moving my body. If that means I have to like show up sweaty to watch them like play their sport after school, then that's what I'm going to do. But I am like, I need to take care of myself so that I can be taking care of them better. And they know that. And ironically, now they're into their early teen years, and I think they're just seeing how consistent and committed I am, because, you know, actions speak louder than words, and kids literally, it is about leading by example. They will not see it for years, but it's something that's repetitive and you're saying something consistently, you're showing them something consistently, it will settle into them eventually. And you will see those little isms that maybe hopefully you've helped, you know, pave the path for them.
Yeah, for sure. One of my girlfriends used to say, habits are caught, not taught.
Yeah.
And you can tell your kids to do things until the cows come home, but what they're probably going to do is what they actually see you doing. You can say, like, move your body every day, but if you're not actually doing that, they're probably not going to catch it. And I mean, every parent watching this can probably say, like, oh my God, yeah, my kids are literally following my actions and not exactly what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
So a really cool story that I heard you talk about on your podcast. So you guys, Brittany's podcast is called the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast. And you're probably listening to this on the podcast because we're going to turn this into a podcast after. But one thing that I've heard you say is this past year, you took a bucket list trip that I'd love for you to kind of talk about how this all came about and what the real premise behind the trip was. But one of the things that you said in the podcast was the fact that you guys were gone for what, 3 weeks?
Six.
Oh, pardon me. 6 weeks. Yeah. I was gone for 3 weeks. You were gone for 6 weeks. I went for 3 weeks last year. You went for 6 weeks this summer. And in that 6 weeks that you were gone, you went with your kids. It was like this bucket list trip. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But one of the things that you said was your kids saw your habits even when you were traveling for 6 weeks. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that that was like what really hit me was like, oh, wow. Like, yeah, it was our 15-year-old. And he was like, Mom, like, seriously, you worked out every day that we were on vacation except for two. And I'm saying like workout, I say this also relatively because I'm not like a like push your body, kill yourself all the time, but I do go hard. But you also need to just move your body daily. So in some capacity, but he saw me moving my body every day. I was dedicated to doing that. And you know, it is one of those things where I'm like, do they even know like what I do? Or, you know, if you ask most kids what your parents do for work, most of them can't even tell you. Like, you know, it is actually through the repetition of showing them or taking them to work. And ironically, here in Vancouver, it's take your kid to work day for grade nines. So my daughter is at work with my husband right now. But
that's so funny.
Yeah. It's teaching them, it's showing them, and it's repetition. So he mentioned that, Mom, I realized that you moved your body every day we were away, except for 2 days. I'm like, yeah, it's just like, I have done it for so long. It's consistency, accountability. That's now just like, it's a routine for me. I don't think about it. And I just, it's something that is important to me mentally and physically.
Yeah. So let's talk about like how and why. Obviously, we've got a ton of fun questions. Brittany and I are on no timeline. I love hanging out with her. Hopefully, she loves hanging out with me. So grab a drink, folks. Stay tuned. But how did you get into, well, I know how you got into this accountability coaching. And obviously, like what you do now is not only just fitness. Obviously, you've been the fitness person for such a long period of time. And breaking that like habit for people to assume that you're only working with someone for fitness is kind of a hard, you know, pill. Because even still to this day, people say, oh, like, what do you coach, golf? And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, bitch, I've been doing this for 7 years. So I have nothing to do with golf. But
oh, yes.
That I love the story of, you know, when you and I first met, you told me the story of the reason why you wanted to start being an accountability coach and why it was so important to you. And I think it's really, I know you've told it on your podcast before. And for those of you loyal listeners of Brittany's podcast, I want you to hear it again, because it's something that I'll never forget of reason why you decided to start doing this. So I'd love for you to share that story.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like twofold. I think so over COVID, I was missing like the connection with people and whatnot. And just like, you know, everyone self-driving themselves. No one was really doing anything. We were all just sitting around and like, it was just so unmotivating for that short period of time anyways, short, which is now, but it felt so long in the time. But so I started reaching out to some girlfriends and had like a small group going where we'd, you know, commit to different things monthly and just like challenging, pushing, and just being there holding people accountable. So I actually kind of started that path just out of genuine passion and just enjoyment for 3 years before I decided like, why am I not pursuing this as my purpose? Like, I love giving, I love helping, I love connection. So I dove into that, but the story that you're speaking of was definitely one that like hit my heart a bit, because our son is an athlete, and he was going down a path of having to fill out some surveys and whatnot. And every survey was like, who's your mentor? Who do you look up to? Things like that. And yes, I know there's so many, you know, circles around this one, but it was always my husband, which is, you know, his dad, which is great. And also I think that boy, they kind of like, probably that's their initial, but so it was always his dad. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I would love like just internally, like just, I wish he would have to take pause just to think like, it's my mom. Like my mom, like look what she does for me and whatnot too. And so, but you know what, full circle is that a few weeks ago he was doing another project and then he was like, mom, there's finally two and I can finally tell you why I appreciate you so much. So I'm like, oh, that's so cute. You know, like, thank you for patting my back for me. But also that like what he said to me was really genuine too. So I think that, as we said already, kids are watching more than we know and listening more than we know. And so just leading by example and living for ourselves and showing that if we're passionate about something, our kids, that's okay. They can be passionate about something. And I really hope that they're able to find something that they are so passionate about in life to fulfill them. Because like, what is life if you don't have that?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of life, I mean, and just so you guys know, Brittany knows that, like she said, she was an open book to this conversation. So we're going to kind of do all the things, because I think it's really important for, you know, I think, and I'm willing to say this publicly, you know, there's, you perhaps watching this or listening to this and you see two blonde haired middle class, upper middle class women who are just talking about, you know, taking care of themselves and living this great life and being a coach and doing all the things. But people who really know me and have followed me over the years know that like my life has not always been like this. My life has, you know, may not be what you've experienced in your life, but I've had a lot of, you know, hard days and trauma in my life, which have propelled me to create the life that I have now, the one that I'm obsessed with. And I'm, you know, daily on a mission to ensure that my life stays up here, because I know what it's like when my life has been down here. And you, every one of you who are watching this or listening to this, you can put yourself in the story. And I think that one of the reasons why Brittany and I are doing this is because, you know, Brittany has been through a lot over the last however many years, personally. And I'd love you to kind of talk about and share a little bit about behind the scenes of why you are so passionate about taking care of yourself, not only physically, but mentally as well. And I think it's going to be really helpful for people to hear from you that, you know, externally, your life looks pretty amazing. And a bad day is you not getting a 2-hour workout, but there's a lot more behind it. And I think it's really important for people to hear. I think it's just really important for people to hear. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about why you're so passionate about what you'd get to do.
Yeah, I think that like, you're right. Everyone has their impressions of anyone from the outside looking in. And, you know, we're all guilty of that. But until we actually ask questions or want to learn about someone, then you'll never really know genuinely who someone is. But yeah, like I'm passionate about lots of different things and for different reasons. Moving my body is a big part of mental health for me, and my husband and our middle daughter struggle with mental health, and it took over our family a few years ago. And I am the person that is the constant. I was at home for the family, and taking on that role in a whole different light, was really hard, but it's also it's a non-negotiable, right? You're going to be there for the people that you love and that need you. And, but through that, I definitely am a huge advocate for mental health. And I wish more people would share their stories and tell why, you know, tell their why. It's because just sharing certain things, and hopefully you can touch one person in that share. But, I think that, I don't know, like there's so much to this question.
Well, I guess my question, I guess let's kind of go from here. So how were you able to show up for yourself and your family during that like really, really difficult time?
Yeah, I think that through that time, like it wasn't an option. Like I have three kids, they all depend on me. And it was making sure that like at night I could go to bed so that I could show up again for them, and making sure that I had, you know, even if it was at that time, half an hour in the day for myself to make sure that I could show up better for them. And to walk through everything with my husband, for my husband, making sure that he was on the train to better, because it was scary at the beginning. It was, you know, you're questioning if you want to live. Like that was that I needed to make sure that he was going to be here with all of us. And I think seeing that side of their dad also was really scary for the kids. And so making sure that I was there for them to be able to be that person that they could talk to on the other side. And one of them dealing with so much anxiety through that time was just like a whole other, you know, a whole other thing and dealing with. And I mean, kids aren't easy. There's every age and stage. I'm in the new stage right now. I'm like, holy shit, like teenagers suck sometimes. They suck. But it's all life lessons. And I think the more that we can all be honest and compassionate with one another in whatever we're walking through and ask questions, I am here to offer stories and have conversations and be real with people. And it's just sometimes people just don't want to talk or go in that direction, right? And so I think stop just saying like, I'm fine all the time. Like, how are you actually? How are you today? And where can we go to, you know, make sure that we're all okay, all okay, quote unquote, but, you know, make sure that we're just all better, or we're all here to actually hold on to each other's feelings better, I guess.
Has that been one of the reasons why you've been so passionate about the coaching realm, is just make sure that people are taking care of themselves? Like, obviously, you know, Brittany is a performance and accountability coach. Obviously she's really, you can't do what Brittany has done over the last however many years and not be so accountable and so high achieving. We all know that, but do you feel like that's one of the reasons why you're so passionate about what you get to do, is to help people really hold themselves accountable to being that highest version of themselves to ensure that they can make it through those hard times?
For sure. I think that oftentimes with the women that I'm working with, like oftentimes everyone knows kind of on a baseline what they should be doing. It's whether we're doing it or not, or if we start into it, do we quit tomorrow because it does get too hard, or because the kids are sick, or because like enough with the excuses. If you want change, if you want something in your life, then how do we make it so routine for you that it's no longer an option?
I love that. What would you say is the best piece of advice for someone who may be watching this, who has watched you for a really long time and have said, well, it's just routine for her, or it's easy for her? Because I think part of the fact of bringing up the fact that, you know, outside looking in, one thing looks the way it looks, but the reality behind it is the fact that you do show up so consistently to put yourself first, and you do it no matter what. Like, what would be that first thing that you would say to that person who's like, I just can't do that. She's different, or she can just do it easier than me. What would you say to that person?
I think that, like, it's, yeah, I do show up for myself. And sometimes there's sticky times where I'm like, I know I need to show up better. That's why I have a coach. I have, you know, I have you, I have a coach in my athletic world when I'm training for something. We all have support and need. And it's so funny when people don't think that, you know, a coach is necessary, so to speak, but will pay for everything else in life. And yet the fastest way to be able to get to a new level for yourself is by having someone in your corner, not asking you the easy things, but asking you to keep leveling yourself up, which you're fully capable of doing. So how much are you willing to dig deep within yourself? It is routine for me in terms of fitness. What's not routine is if I'm in a training mode and like today sitting on my bike for 2 or 3 hours, is that routine? No. Do I want to do that? No. Like, I don't, but I've committed myself to something. And so I think also always having new goals, and, you know, we don't get to the end goal and finish and just be like, oh, that was great. Now, like, life's over. Like, what's your next goal? What's the next thing? What are you going to learn about next time that continues to level yourself up? So I think, you know, some days my days look different every day. Do I have to wake up this morning at 4:30 so that I can spin before the kids wake up at 7? Some days I have to do that because that's my priority at the moment. Or some days it's I'm sleeping in and then we're going to have like a family hike. It depends on age, stage, and seasons that you're in. But I think I can't stand when people are like, I don't have time.
Yes. No, we make time. You make time for, you know, I listened to a podcast, or I don't know, remember who said it, but you guys pay attention to this because I thought it was really, really good. If I look at your schedule and I look at your credit card statement, I can tell you exactly what you prioritize in your life, your time and your money. Where you're spending your time and your money is what you prioritize. So I would encourage every single person that says, I want to prioritize this, go look at your time and go look at your money. And I can tell you immediately what you prioritize in your life. You know, one thing that Brittany just said that I think is really, really good was she talked about having, you know, multiple coaches. And obviously you and I are in this world. Like, to me, it's like, why in the world would you not pay to have someone help you achieve your goals? And so if you're someone who's listening to this and you just can't comprehend it yet, I really want you to hear this for a second, because, you know, for Brittany right now, obviously it seems very easy to like get on the bike and eat well and train and do all the things. But one thing that I will tell you that Brittany has, you know, that she pays me, I have pushed her into do is doing something like this today. This is not a normal thing for Brittany. One of Brittany's action items, and you may think to yourself, how in the world would you pay for something like this? But I told her 2 weeks ago, she needed, and it wasn't an option, she had to ask me to do something. Because one thing that I've learned about my clients over the years is some people are good at one thing and some people it's hard for another person. And Brittany and I are very similar. My coach actually gave me the same action item a couple years ago, is that I had to ask for a favor. I had to ask for something that was outside of my comfort zone. Because tell me if it feels true for you, Britt, but like, are you a type of person who like tries to do everything yourself and asking for help is hard? Even if she fucking pays me, it's hard for her to ask for help.
So much so, like, I learned this lesson the hard way, and I continually learn this lesson, trust me. But the first time that I learned this lesson was once I had my third child, and we had our kids really close together. Like, my third was born when my oldest was 3. So we had like 3 and under. And we walked out of the hospital, and back then I was selling real estate, and I was on the phone with a deal, closing this deal with a 12-hour baby because I didn't want to stay in the 24. I'm like, get me out of here. I've done this before. I'm on the phone, and because I had that action, I actually then kind of screwed myself because no one asked if they could come help me, come take the other kids. Like, there was no extra help added. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I need to ask, and I do need to be more assertive on things like that. I definitely know that, because, you know, I think that we all have a tendency to take on more than we can chew sometimes. And then it's just like a big kettle that's boiling over. Right. And so ask, I think that, I liked your question. Ask me something. It's definitely good. I think everyone needs to learn from that. Like, what can you do today to lighten your load just a little bit more so that you're actually working towards something that you want to be doing?
Yeah. You know, I think it's super interesting because even for myself, like and tell me if this feels true for you, but like, and anyone who's listening, you probably can put yourself in the shoes, but like for myself, I had so much, you are a type A high achiever. I mean, my God, you do Ironmans for crying out loud. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, we know you can achieve those goals. But also too, there's something about being vulnerable, about asking for help, that kind of almost feels like a bit of a weakness, but it's one of the greatest things that you can do. Because for me personally, when you asked me for help, I was elated. I was like, oh my gosh. But I remember my coach, she really kind of put it into perspective for me. And she said, you know, when someone asks you for help, do you not feel like loved by them? Do you not feel like, oh my gosh, I'm actually like helping this person. Like I want to help this person. That's just like my soul is to want to help another human being. So when you don't allow someone to help you, it's almost like you're not being a true friend to them, or you're not being as like good of a person you can be to them. So I think that's helpful just to remember, is that like asking for help is a sign of friendship. It's a sign of vulnerability. Like most people who are good people get off on being able to help another human being.
Yeah, absolutely. I know one person said like, you know, it makes you vulnerable. Well, it does, except, and then Christina here is saying like, people want to help. They just need to know what they can do to help. And that's exactly true. But it's, I think it's also, yeah, letting go of that I can do everything and being like, well, you, yeah, maybe you can do that, but there are people that can do it better. Or you can do what you're better at better if you have a bit more time to focus on that. So give up what you don't need to be doing.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a sign of like, it's a sign of a strength, not a weakness. And I mean, I'm sure when your husband was going through all of his stuff, I'm sure that like you needed probably more help than you were getting. And maybe now, if something were to ever happen, hopefully nothing like that, but like with, if something else is happening, it's almost like now you'll know that like, I am safe to ask for help. Like people want to help me.
Absolutely. And like on another flip of that too, is like, I love like giving. And so, you know, being able to like help, give, receive, like all the things, you need to be open. And I was actually just listening to a podcast this morning with Ed Milet and Jen Gottlieb. How do you say her name?
Yeah, Jen Gottlieb.
And about her book and how she was saying HOPE is like an acronym that she's big on, help one person every day. And it is in the helping that actually also it returns so much to self when you're doing it selflessly. And so I love the giving. So in the give, maybe you're actually asking for help at the same time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so good. The Ed Milet, Jen Gottlieb podcast, you guys can go check that out. What would you say, this is kind of like a little bit of a twist, but what would you say is one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about coaching? Because it's kind of like in this whole thing of like, why would you want to do that? Or why would you want to pay for that? Or like, why do you need the help? What do you think is one of like the biggest misconceptions?
That's a good question. You know, ironically, I think that it's usually the people that are more the type A and the go-getters that actually do end up hiring the coaches. But because the other people aren't just putting themselves first, they don't think that they maybe deserve that time or, but they're prepared to, you know, spend the money on all the other things. As you said, look at your bank account, see where it goes. Or, you know, for me, like I'll go and drop $1,000 on my son's skates because he needs those, but like I can't spend a bit of money on myself to better my passion, career pursuits and all that. So I think reframing how we look at what coaching is actually about and what it can actually afford you in the long run, is you'll get more out of it than you ever even know.
Totally. I 100% agree. I mean, I guess it's just, it's one of those things that like, once you do it, I think you have this completely different perspective on it. It's like, why would you want to do it by yourself? I think we're just taught, especially high achievers, type A personality, I can do. But yeah. I think what gets you here won't get you there. And I think that having support, just having someone to listen to you when you're at such a high level. You know, I remember one time a person signed up with me and I thought it was like, I was like, oh my God, I'm using that 1,000 times. But it was almost like things are really good, but I just want to be able to get to the next level. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people think, that you hire someone or help or, you know, whatever, bring someone on your team when things are bad. It's almost like when things are good, that's how you get to the next level. Do you think that that's true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, yeah, totally. Because you know that you can, and it's like that reward of the comfort zone and like smashing that and leaning into fear, right? Like every time that we take that step, although it can be scary in the time that we're taking it, how do you feel after you've actually completed that? you feel amazing, elated, like you can do more, you can do it again. So it's like, why don't we always want to feel that way?
Yeah. And besides, and behind every hard thing, behind every, like, you know, hurdle, like, why do you think you're pushing yourself to do this race on, what is it, December 2nd?
3rd. Don't remind December me 3rd. Right now.
Whatever. Why the fuck are you doing this again? Because you're going to be so damn proud of yourself. It's the same thing. And I'm going to use my example of 75 hard, which isn't really that hard compared to what Brittany does, but I'm going to use my
example. It is hard.
Not hard, but it, for me, it was like, you know, it really actually wasn't that hard, but it was the commitment of doing it. And behind the commitment of doing it, I mean, you feel like $1 million. Ask my husband. I didn't lose a fucking pound, but that guy felt like amazing after it was over.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's not fair between women and men and how easily men can lose weight in general.
Yeah. Christina and Liam, two of my clients, they're on here and they've both done 75 hard. So we all know it's like hard to do, but it's the process of keeping the promise to yourself that is truly, like, it's honestly the miracle in it. Oh yeah. John's client of mine, I think he's done it a couple times, but like, it's just one of those things that, like, it's the process behind it that you're friggin' proud of yourself. And it's just like anything, whether it's overcoming some mental health, whether it's starting the business, whether it's doing the Ironman or 75 hard, it's like, we're taught to avoid hard things. We're taught to avoid the discomfort, but behind the discomfort is, like, literally where life is.
Totally. I know. I think, like, we're taught, I don't know, is that because it's generational, maybe, like, we're taught to kind of do the easier thing. We're taught to follow the status quo. We're taught to, you know, like, originally I was like, I went into real estate because both my parents are in real estate. And like, am I supposed to, you know, like, when do we buck the trend? When do we decide that, like, it's not all supposed to be easy, but that's where we learn. And then that's where we grow. And why can't we lean into careers and life with passion? Like, why aren't we allowed to do those as our career?
We are allowed. That's what you help your girls with. That's what you do every day, is like, you are allowing people to step into that next version of themselves. So what's Christina saying? I'm about to do it in January again because the ending was worth it and I need that feeling. John was saying, yes, our culture pursues comfort at all costs, and that's the trap. And it's 100% truth. Like, no one who sits on the couch all day is, like, okay. Like, no one. Like, it's just, it's not possible. Like, totally. Yes, we can have those days, but, like, that is not where the fulfillment of life comes in. So, totally deviating, what is Brittany, like, what does Brittany do for fun when she's not fucking working out 4 hours?
That's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all. So what do you do for fun?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love hanging out with my family and friends. This past weekend, a group of us went to a Canucks game. So that was fun. And I love to travel. Like, as much as we can travel, we travel. We'll go down to the desert, to Palm Springs for Christmas time. I love watching our kids do their sports. And yeah, I just, yeah. Love.
What's your favorite place that you've ever gone for travel? Give us the top three. Because Brittany, everyone gives me shit because I travel. No, Brittany travels. So where are the top three places?
Oh my gosh. Top three. Okay, I'm going to go, like, more broad. So Maui is always my happy place. It has my heart. We did Bora Bora, which was really beautiful if you're looking for very low key, but there's not a lot of adventure stuff there. And then, like, Europe, Paris, I think it just means a lot to me for different reasons, being engaged there and everything also, but, I just love the culture of Europe. We're so, you know, it's so different than North America, and specifically so different than Canada. We don't have history here. So I love, like, seeing history and learning different cultures.
Ashley just put on some Canadian flags. She must be Canadian as well. Canadian, there we are. Explain that to, for us who may not know, because I've been to Europe, like, I've been to London, I've been to, you know, I've been kind of a few places, but tell me, like, what is the culture that you're talking about? What do you bring back from that culture?
It's just like the way of life in Europe is so different. I think they have it better, like in terms of knowing how to slow down, how to sit and enjoy, you know, like just, we like would sit and like have our coffee and watch the world go by and like people watch and just, you know, a lot of places close over lunch hours for hours so that they can go and enjoy with their families and just like a slower life, but also just, I don't know, the beauty, right? Again, like the history that they have there and the old buildings and everything. It's just, it's such a feeling.
Oh, that's so cool. So what did the future look like for Brittany? So in 5 years from now, I hate to do like the, you know, 10, 20 years or whatever, but in 5 years, does everything seem the same, or what do you want to be doing more of or less of?
Oh, good one. In 5 years, all my kids will be out of high school and be traveling a lot more and probably splitting our time between Vancouver and the desert more so, because that's my husband's happy place and it's hot and sunny, so I'll go with that too. And just continuing to adventure, meeting new people and making lots of connections still. I still coaching. I love what I do and I love those connections. And I'm also a member of the Betty Squad, which is an amazing kind of group of women that we all enjoy endurance sports together. So Betty Designs, Kristen started an amazing company 10 years ago, and she has kind of a squad of ambassadors. And so we meet up at all of our races and race together and have lots of great times also. So it's just, it's fun to have different communities and passions and loves.
Yeah. So Ashley's an Edmonton, she said, and John said Europeans are more laid back. They know how to enjoy life. Speaking of enjoying life, something that you and I've talked about many times is you really associating with a different level of people where they think different, where it's very much about like self-development and, you know, mindset and the Betty Squad and putting yourself around other people who think differently. Why is that so important to you? That's something that we've talked about many times before. And I always say, if I don't feel better after talking with you, I'm going to limit my time with you.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Like, we can get so stuck in the mundane, right? And it's like, and honestly, that is also people. Like, we have to watch who we surround ourselves with. If they're an energy suck, then why are we placing ourselves in that circumstance over and over again? There are boundaries, especially in certain relationships, that we need to learn to put up better. But like, I'm on growth here. I want to surround myself with people that like light me up and that I really genuinely enjoy our time with and that teach me and, you know, continue to let me go upwards like that too. Like, don't we all? I think that those relationships are just so, I don't know, just so like so filling for me.
Yeah. You know what? Brittany just said something that I think is really interesting. She said, don't we all? And the thing that I have learned in doing this for the last, you know, 7 to 10 years is that no, not everyone does. But find yourself someone like Brittany who does. Find yourself someone who allows you to elevate all the time. Put yourself around people who allow you to vibrate at a higher level. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There is a time, and I've always said this too. You know, I used to do mastermind groups. A lot of my people on the live today were in masterminds of mine. And you guys, even though I do not do masterminds anymore, Brittany does do small group accountability like masterminds. So be sure to check her out if you're looking for a small group of women to keep you elevated, because it's so important. I just don't have the time for it anymore. I love my one-on-one, but I will say there's a season in which you will feel alone. And that season is when you're transitioning from where you are to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And do not think that there's something wrong with you. You are just setting yourself up to find those higher vibrational people. And I will tell you, I feel like I'm extremely blessed in this season of my life. I may not have a huge group, but I have that solid 15 to 20 people that I will say, I spend a majority of my time with. And when I am done, I feel like I'm flying, just like after this conversation today. It's just, it literally, there's, to me, there's nothing else more important than putting yourself in this vibration. From this vibration, you attract the best, you guys. I promise you. I know I've said it before, but you literally are a happier human. You attract better. You make more money. You put yourself in a situation in which good comes to you. Yeah. It's the law of attraction. It is truly a law. So, Britt, tell everyone about the accountability challenge that you have going on right now.
Well, today I have a free Commit to 30 program starting actually for the month of November. And it is for you that have done 75 hard, kind of a spinoff of that, because I do think there's a time and a place to go hard on things. And then there's a time that our bodies don't really need that. And so this Commit to 30 is basically asking you to do 30 days of movement, 45 minutes a day, and then one 15 minute outdoor. So it's a dog walk or it's a coffee with a friend, you know, it's getting outside for that 15 minutes. And then I'm asking you to make sure you're eating 100 grams of protein, because for us women specifically, we need more protein than we think, and most people aren't getting it. And then fluids and your daily learnings as well. So some similarities to 75 hard, but it's free. There's a group of us starting today. And then at the end, if you're going to commit to this, then there will be a bit of a giveaway draw. But it's really just to get into the spirit of committing to something for yourself before we head into a season that's often so filled with holiday and chaos and overwhelm. And so how can we align you in your headspace and in your body right to kind of kick off the holidays just on a higher level?
Yeah, you guys, there is no right time to start. I'm not a huge proponent of New Year's resolution. I am a proponent of a lifestyle. Like, this doesn't turn off for Brittany. This doesn't turn off for me. We have seasons where it's a little bit more focused and a little less. But like, if you really want the life that Brittany has, if you really want the life that I have, I promise you, it starts with just deciding it's your turn, deciding that today is the day. And then you just show up to it, even when you don't want to. Some days are easier, some days are better. But overall, I promise you, you are going to have a much better experience. It's truly life-changing. So be sure to reach out to Brittany. Get on, is it brittanyanderson.com?
Yeah, brittanderson.com, Britt with two T's, or you can just follow me on momsweatsanity, mom.sweat.sanity. And then, I have all the links there.
Amazing, you guys. Please, please, please go follow Brittany right now. We're going to post this up. I love you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank I appreciate you.
Who's joining.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
And then when are you going to put this out as a podcast? For those of you who missed this live, we're going to put it out as a podcast. We've recorded the audio. We're so sneaky like that.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to do it not this coming Tuesday, the Tuesday after. So I don't even know. I have to pull up that date.
Who knows?
The 15th-ish.
15th, 14th. Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Please, 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 if you don't follow me, follow me. If you don't follow Brittany, go follow Mom Sweat Sanity. You guys have a beautiful
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Christina. Happy you. November, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.